In an odd way, many former Soviet republics still rely on Russia to keep their economies going. Russia employs millions of their male citizens as migrant laborers. Perhaps the most extreme case is the impoverished Central Asian Republic of Tajikistan. According to some estimates, nearly half of the adult male population leaves the country to work in Russia. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports, the migration is changing Tajik demographics and society.
Every day, a crowd gathers at this bank in Dushanbe to accept cash wire transfers from relatives working in Russia. Many of the people standing in line here are women, like Vonu Odinemamadova, who has been waiting for more than an hour to get a $100 transfer from her husband. She says he's been a construction worker in Moscow for the last 8 years.
He came back to visit for the first time last December. My two youngest daughters didn't recognize him. For 2 days, they just stared at him.
Odina Mamadova says this is the only way her family can make ends meet.
Even if both my husband and I worked in Tajikistan, we still wouldn't make enough money to cover transport, rent, and the children.
The average salary in Tajikistan comes to just under $50 a month. That has driven up to 1 million Tajik men to leave their families behind and travel to wealthier countries to find work, says Roger Kangas, a Central Asia expert at the National Defense University in Washington.
The most immediate impact has been a gender imbalance, if you want to call it a feminization of the rural economy. Tajik farms, by and large now, are largely run by operated by women.
For most of the year, women outnumber men in the tiny Tajik village of Chertak. Nearly every woman you meet here has a husband or brother living and working in Russia. Sharafat Safarova runs a household with 3 children, getting by from month to month on wire transfers from her husband in Siberia.
The biggest challenge is raising the kids without their father. They miss their dad, and they don't behave around me the way they would with their father.
According to some estimates, a third of Tajikistan's gross domestic product comes from remittances sent by migrant laborers in Russia. Those wages have allowed some families here in Chertak to buy new cars and houses, but the social impact has been devastating, says political scientist Parviz Mullajanov. He says there's been an increase in prostitution, the trafficking of women, and polygamy, even though it is banned in Tajikistan.
In many cases, the husbands, they get second wives in Russia. And usually, in many cases, they stop sending funds for their families, which actually puts some people, some families, to the edge of survival.
In winter, when construction slows in Russia, some of the Tajik men who can afford it come home to visit. A rural doctor named Maulida Mustafabekova says at this time of year, she typically sees a spike in sexually transmitted diseases among local women.
As soon as the men come back from Russia, their wives begin getting sick. Within 15 days of the men returning, women start coming to the clinics with sexually transmitted diseases.
Winter is also the peak wedding season in Tajikistan, a time when young migrants who have saved up money come home to marry local women. At this lively village wedding, a handful of male guests join in the celebration as a fellow migrant worker marries his 18-year-old bride. There is music, dancing, and a small feast, but it is short-lived. By spring, the groom and almost all of the men here will have left again to work abroad. And some of these men joke openly that they will soon return to their second wives in Russia. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Chertak, Tajikistan.